Welcome to KNKX Studio Session Shorts, the stories behind the music, interviews from our vast archive of studio session performances over more than 15 years. I'm Abe Beeson. One of the top organ trios in the world was born in the Seattle-Tacoma area, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Mr. Lamar has visited the KNKX studios several times over the years and talked with us about his surprising beginnings on the organ and the unusual problems that come with playing an instrument twice his age.
That's the sound of the Hammond B3 organ played by the legendary Jimmy Smith, who popularized the instrument back in the mid-1950s. On the B3, musicians can play the bass, the rhythm section, and match the melodic notes of a horn section note for note. It can be beautiful and shiny, it can also be percussive and gritty, but no matter the sound, it seems to add a little bit of feeling and a little bit of soul to any ensemble. It has a big sound and it also has a physically mammoth footprint. Delvon Lamar is one of today's premier organ trio leaders, and he's got roots here in Seattle. He told a story to KNKX a while back about how he and a couple others had to push the big instrument through a downtown marathon route just to get to a gig.
I couldn't drive across the marathon. I couldn't drive across the parade. So what I had to do is we parked over by the Seattle Center on the backside, kind of the lower Queen Anne area. And me, Adam Kessler, Kareem Candy pushed a B3 Leslie pedals bench all the way, I think it was like 8 blocks or something like that, right down the middle of 2nd Avenue. I said, since there ain't no cars down here, this got to be like a world first.
If you haven't seen a B3 before, it's a wood box about 3 feet wide, 4 feet tall. It's got 2 rows of piano keys and foot pedals for the bass notes. And on top of that, the organ is generally accompanied by another big box, a special rotating speaker called a Leslie that helps achieve the swirling sounds that you often hear with the instrument. They stopped making the classic B3 organ in 1975, so that means that parts for the originals are few and far between, and they're so old, they're always breaking down. It happened to Delvon Lamar when he was in the KNKX studios for a session back in 2023.
It just didn't work. Like, we showed up, loaded in, turned it on, nothing.
And then Delvon made a run to Jazz Alley to see if he could find a replacement part from the Leslie there, and...
Yeah, so, nope, that didn't work neither.
That
so.
Didn't work either.
It happens, you know, like you play a 67-year-old instrument, you get 67-year-old problems, so...
Lamar's organ trio has risen from Seattle clubs to international renown since 2015, and Lamar was originally a drummer. He first played the instrument thanks to Washington's own resident B3 maestro, Joe Doria.
I used to play at the Art Bar with Joe Doria and Dan Heck, and then one day a drummer comes in and sits in. It was Julian McDonough is who it was. I didn't know who he was back then. He sat in. I asked Joe if I can play the organ. He was like, yeah, if you can. And so I sat down at the organ, played a blues, and it's like I've been playing the thing the whole time. So ended up, that was my thing. Found the organ. I was all downhill from there.
You can hear the B3 organ in the flesh all over town. Doria's band McTuff plays regularly across the state, and he also loads in the mammoth instrument each and every Tuesday at the Sea Monster Lounge. McTuff and Delvon Lamar have recorded a few studio sessions here at KNKX. You can find them on our website, knkx.org. For KNKX and Jazz 24, I'm Justice Sanchez.
Follow KNKX for more studio sessions and stories connecting you to jazz and blues. Until next time, I'm Abe Beeson.